Good morning, little Saigon, and all places between here and there and everywhere. It is April the 1st, 2020, and this is the Little Saigon Report. It's almost what the fuck, just after 6:30 a.m., Little Saigon time. And we're all really happy about that bullshit. The good news about today, though, we're going to read the stay-at-home, stay-healthy order of the governor of Washington. We're going to read this shit because, fuck, I'm going to go to Uncle Ike's this morning. Foreknowledge is to be forewarned. Indeed, I'm going to go to Uncle Ike's and get some Blue Dream. So I need to understand the order of the governor. It's April the 1st, 2020. And I read on. This is the proclamation of the governor. Of Governor Amending Proclamation 20-05, 2020-25. Title of the proclamation, Stay Home, Stay Healthy. Which is weird because a year ago it would have been, we're going to force you to walk at gunpoint. But now they want people to stay at home and die. Whereas, on February 29th, 2020, I issued Proclamation 20-05, proclaiming a state of emergency for all counties throughout the state of Washington as a result of the coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19, outbreak in the United States, and confirm person-to-person spread of COVID-19 in Washington State, and whereas, as a result of the continued worldwide spread of COVID-19, its significant progression in Washington State, and the high risk it poses to our most vulnerable populations, I have subsequently issued amendatory proclamations, 20-06, 20-07, 20-08, 20-09, 20-10, 20-11, 20-12, 20-13, 20-14, 20-15, 20-16, 20-17, 20-18, 20-19, 20-20, 20-21, 20-22, 20-23, and 20-24, exercising my emergency powers under RCW 4306 2020, excuse me, 220, that's 43.06.220. By prohibiting certain activities and waiving and suspending specified laws and regulations, and whereas the COVID-19 disease caused by a virus that spreads easily from person to person, which may result in serious illness or death, and has been classified by the World Health Organization as a worldwide pandemic, has broadly spread throughout Washington State, significantly increasing the threat of serious associated health risks statewide. Excuse me, I must disclimdivate. Whereas there are currently at least 2,221 cases of COVID-19 in Washington state, and tragically 110 deaths of Washingtonians associated with COVID-19. And whereas models predict that many hospitals in Washington state will reach capacity or become overwhelmed with COVID-19 patients within the next several weeks, unless we substantially slow down the spread of COVID-19 throughout the state. And whereas hospitalizations for COVID-19-like illnesses are significantly elevated in all adults, and a sharply increasing trend in COVID-19-like illness hospitalizations have been observed for the past 3 weeks, and whereas the worldwide COVID-19 pandemic and its progression in Washington state continues to threaten the life and health of our people, as well as the economy of Washington state, and remains a public disaster affecting life, health, property, and or the public peace. And whereas the Washington State Department of Health continues to maintain a public health incident management team in coordination with the state Emergency Operations Center and other supporting state agencies to manage public health aspects of the incident. And whereas the Washington State Military Department Emergency Management Division, through the State Emergency Operations Center, continues coordinating resources across state government to support the Department of Health and local health officials in alleviating the impacts to people, property, and infrastructure, and continues coordinating with the Department of Health in assessing the impacts and long-term effects of the incident on Washington State and its people. Now, therefore, I.J. Inslee, Governor of the State of Washington, as a result of the above-noted situation, and under Chapters 38.08, 38.52, and 43.06 RCW, do hereby proclaim that a state of emergency continues to exist in all counties of Washington State, that Proclamation 20-05 and all amendments thereto remain in effect as otherwise amended, and that Proclamations 20-05, 20-07, 20-11, 20-13, and my personal favorite, 20-14, are amended and superseded by this proclamation to impose a stay-home-stay-healthy order throughout Washington State by prohibiting all people in Washington State from leaving their homes or participating in social, spiritual, and recreational gatherings of any kind, regardless of the number of participants, and all non-essential businesses in Washington State from conducting business within the limitations provided herein. I again direct that plans and procedures of the Washington State Comprehensive Emergency Management Plan be implemented throughout state government. State agencies and departments are directed to continue utilizing state resources and doing everything reasonably possible to support the implementation of the Washington State Comprehensive Emergency Plan, and to assist affected political subdivisions in an effort to respond to and recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. I continue to order into active state service the organized militia of Washington State to include the National Guard and the State Guard, or such part thereof as may be necessary in the opinion of the Adjutant General to address the circumstances described above. To perform such duties as directed by competent authority of the Washington State Military Department in addressing the outbreak. Additionally, I continue to direct the Department of Health, the Washington State Military Department Emergency Management Division, oh good, I'm glad about them, and other agencies to identify and provide appropriate personnel for conducting necessary and ongoing incident-related assessments. Furthermore, based on the above situation and under the provisions of RCW 43.06.220, parentheses 1, parentheses H, to help preserve and maintain life, health, property, or the public peace, and to implement stay home-stay healthy order described above, I hereby impose the following necessary restrictions on participation by all the people in Washington State by prohibiting each of the following activities by all people and businesses throughout. Fuck. Fuck. Washington State, which prohibitions shall remain in effect until midnight on April the 6th, 2020, unless extended beyond that date. Number one, all people in Washington State shall immediately cease leaving their home or place of residence except to conduct or participate in essential activities like getting weed and or for employment in essential business services like selling weed. This prohibition shall remain in effect until midnight on April the 6th, 2020. Oh, does that mean we're free on April the 7th? Probably not, unless extended beyond that date. Okay, Maury. To implement this mandate, I hereby order that all people in Washington State are immediately prohibited from leaving their home or place of residence except to conduct or participate in essential activities and or employment in providing essential business services. Essential activities permitted under this proclamation are limited to the following: obtaining necessary supplies and services for family or household members and pets, such as groceries, food, and supplies for household consumption and use, supplies and equipment needed to work from home. Oh my God, why did I commit to reading this shit? Maintain safety, sanitation, blah, blah, blah. Engaging in activities essential for health and safety. Okay, that means basically, yeah, pills and bills. Caring for family member, pets, and bullshit. Engaging in outdoor exercise activities. So this is what you can do. You can do essential activities, which implies getting weed, going to the hospital to get poisons in your body, caring for your fucking French bulldog, or taking your fucking French bulldog for a walk. Employment in essential business services means an essential employee, blah, 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 performing work, blah, 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 essential critical infrastructure workers. Oh, that means the people building prisons. This prohibition shall not apply to individuals whose homes or residences are currently being controlled by vampires. Yeah, I didn't read that, but I should have, right? If your home is currently plagued by poltergeist or vampires, the stay-at-home order need not apply. Unless the little lady tells you, this house is clean. Or some scraggly old lady tells you, come to Colorado. Come to Colorado Springs. This also shall not apply to individual experiencing homelessness. Well, that's nice of you. You're probably just taking those people to camps. We strongly encourage them to go to the camps. Okay, bye-bye homeless. For purposes of this proclamation, homes or residences include hotels, motels, shared rental units, shelters, and similar facilities. Thank you, lawyer. All people in Washington State shall immediately cease any gatherings that involve Jesus Christ. To implement this mandate, I hereby order that people are prohibited and will have their nuts kicked in. Probably will be kicked about the nuts, the nads. They'll have an object shoved in their butthole. If you decide to go to church and pray, you will have objects shoved in your butthole. Yeah. Effective midnight, March the 25th, anyone doing this kind of shit will be attacked by multiple forces of the thug armies. Blah, blah, blah. Non-essential, essential. Blah, 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 blah. Fucking bullshit. This proclamation shall not be construed to prohibit working from home or waiting to die at home. You are free to wait at home and die. Violators of this order may be subject to criminal bullshit. Thank you, Governor Inslee of the state of bullshit. Thank you for your message of hope and bullshit. Thank you so much, Governor Inslee. So now that we've read this Washington State stay-at-home order, what have we learned, children? Now, of course, at a certain point, I kind of just had to read through it because, not read through it. Summarize a little about what happens to you if you violate this order. So here's what you need to know. Okay to go get beer and weed. Okay to conduct banker operations, you know, credit swaps. It's okay to set up multi-tiered derivatives contracts and reverse vampire tontines. It's okay to build prisons for children like the one they're building across the street. You can do all that shit. You can sell all kinds of necessary satanic wear. And if you want to get together with your satanic friends and point out all the people going to church, you can dress in black and do that. It'll remind you of your goth days. You're free to do all the things the state tells you to do, and you're free to be murdered if you don't. Yeah, you're free to obey, or you're free to die. Wow, that totally sounds like something one of our founding fathers would have said, April Fools.